This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
The following contains graphic depictions of body horror. You are listening to Tales from the Guild, Shadows of Paradigm. This is part 19 of our story. If you've missed the other parts, you can find them on freefm.org.nz or on your favourite podcast distributor. When we last left our heroes, they were fighting for their lives against the Queen of the Puppet Flies, whom they had enraged by firebombing her nest.
Make a con save, please.
Yeah, con save. What's your DC?
13.
Cool, it makes that.
Damn it.
Next turn.
There we go.
It's gone now.
What do you mean it's gone?
Doesn't it end once it successfully saves?
Yes, yeah. It
cool.
does.
Cool. No longer on fire. Cool.
I feel like singing a James Blunt song in memorial.
No.
Yeah, it turns out that when a creature beats its wings fast enough to cause a drone, fire does not last very long.
That's fair.
It's going to try do something else because it's not liking what's going on.
I wouldn't either, to be
so
fair.
So it drops down on all fours and tries to stab Magnus with its proboscis mouth.
Ew.
Yeah.
And I imagine Tenwin is using...
Didn't you use it on...
No, I didn't. I'm forcing disadvantage.
Well, just straight.
Yes.
Yeah, just straight. But I believe a 18 will hit Magnus.
Just.
Okay.
Try to knock aside the proboscis with my shield, but I don't quite make it.
Cool. That is...
Something tells me I'm about to get hit with necrotic damage.
Oh.
A little bit, yeah.
Doesn't your shield have special abilities?
Yeah, I'm using them.
All right.
That is... 10 points of piercing, half to 5.
Yeah.
And then only 3 points of necrotic damage. It only heals 3 points of damage.
Healing's healing.
Healing
Magnus
is healing.
Magnus is starting to look a little beat up.
Okay.
Beat up in the boss fight.
How beat up is he looking?
About half.
Okay.
He's bloodied.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. It's a droning turn. Yeah.
I don't take it.
No.
Excellent.
That is 16.
16 makes it. 10 win.
Oh, sorry.
1.
9.
Okay, please roll something that isn't 2 1s and a 2, please.
Please roll 2 1s and a 2.
Damn it.
2 3s and a 4.
Oh, no.
So that's 10 points of psychic damage.
Okay.
How are you looking, Tanwin?
Yeah, Tanwin's looking around about an 8.
Would people mind if I took an action first?
No,
go for it.
So first, I am going to pump some healing dye into...
Oh, Magnus has a greater healing potion.
Yes, but that requires actions and...
Is it action or bonus action?
So you can bonus action chug it.
Yep.
Or you could action...
Have the full thing
and heal the axe mouth. So basically, shot versus chug.
Here's the thing. You two can consistently deal fire damage, and I can use Lay on Hands.
Okay, I will focus on wailing.
Okay, what I was going to do is I was going to bonus action chug a healing potion and then pump Lay on Hands into Magnus.
I forget how much... The sheer tankiness of this group.
Yeah, because we didn't intentionally build our...
Characters together,
characters being cooperative.
No.
They're actually incredibly powerful.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like compared to an average group, this is like four party members of...
For a group of three, this is probably one of the better compositions.
It's a really good composition.
I wasn't even power built.
Neither. I never power build.
As a bonus action, I will give Tanwin 11 points of healing.
Oh, thank you.
Because even if you're going to be chugging a potion, need my tanks, bro.
That's still good for me. I still love to be at 19 instead of 8.
And then I will action send in the heart of the cards. I mean,
the heart of Incan Ra.
The heart of the Ra.
Okay, so... To attack with it, make a spell attack.
Oh boy.
You're good at those.
18.
That hits.
Yes.
It does 1d6 radiant, 1d6 fire.
Nice.
2 points of radiant, 5 points of fire.
Nice.
Cool.
Nice.
Cool.
Wacky smacky.
Wacky smacky.
Woof.
Oh boy.
So this with the flail, torch does hit.
Cool. Nice.
I guess that's offhand, so we don't get... That's 4 bludgeoning damage, 1 fire damage.
Nice.
All right, I'm going to do what I said. I'm going to chug my healing potion. So that's 2d4 plus 2. That's 5, 6, 7 HP for me.
Nice.
And then I am going to pump 10 HP into Magnus. Just give him a good old slap on the back and say,
nice.
Don't worry, Magnus, we'll get out of this somehow.
Cool. So you've given the barbarian 20 more hit points.
Against physical damage.
Cool.
To be fair, this physical damage is mostly what they've been doing.
Yeah, speaking of, once more into the fray with a sweep.
Huzzah!
Yay! We're so good at this.
Another freaking two.
And that
get good,
technically
Scrub.
An attack.
Get good.
Yeah.
Don't antagonize the DM.
Yeah, you can swing on it.
That's 15.
Yeah, that hits.
We get our flail hit, which is very important.
That's good. We love to hit with
a
flail.
10 bludgeoning, 3 light.
Sheesh. Guys, I'm absolutely battering this thing. Full on just like strike across the bug's face with the Heart of Incant Ra. Just now that it's down on all fours, you're attacking elbows and shoulders. And
Yes. Look, trying to hit it in the...
We might suck at a lot of things.
Combat is not one of them.
We can hit a creature.
There is a reason that they put us together, because apparently when the going gets tough, we beat tough down to a pulp.
Yes. Is Tanwyn using her reaction to try and protect Magnus again?
Is he getting hit?
Oh, yeah.
Then, yeah, disadvantage, please.
Also, just rolling straight.
Yeah.
So, 25 will hit.
Woof.
Barely.
It is once again trying to strike with the proboscis.
Yeah.
The queen is not happy.
No.
She wants her nests.
That's us. Guys, I think that's us. I think we're the nests.
But that is 9, half to 4
yeah.
piercing, and then 4 necrotic, and it heals 4.
Ugh, stop stealing my blood.
But your blood is so tasty. For the most part, other than the initial bit, it has not been speaking whatsoever. It is full from bestial rage.
Aside from the screaming it does every time we fire at it.
Oh, yeah. It is squealing and screaming like...
Like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah. You're not entirely sure if it's actual vocal cords... what amounts for vocal cords screaming, or if it's pressurized water and stuff escaping through the gaps in its carapace.
Ooh.
Yummy.
Maddening drone time. So wisdom saves.
I forgot about the maddening drone.
That is only 13.
That succeeds.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes! Oh, that's a 19.
Oh.
Yes.
So you're learning about double digits.
You know, here I was thinking that the maddening drone might be a bit too much. No. It's not.
Not looking forward to the scaling of the next encounter.
Considering you guys will be level 5.
Big level for me.
Just ignore the extra attack.
No. It's your guys' turn.
Did you want to strike first, Taylor?
Sure.
This thing is definitely bloodied.
I don't have a lot of exciting things left, so I'm just going to start hitting it with sword.
Don't you have one more spell slot?
No, I used one of them with the creatures downstairs, and I only had 3.
So you did.
So they're all gone.
Fair enough.
I love not having tricks. I just have a trick spell slot, which I very rarely used.
At some point, I will probably try to turn it, but that only works for 1 minute or until it takes damage. So here we go. That is a 15 to hit.
That hits.
That hurts.
It's a 6 slashing damage.
Cool.
Just straight up.
Get slashed, nerd.
Get slashed.
I send in the sun.
Go for it. Comes the sun.
Nice.
Natural 20.
So roll 2 more dice. They're D6s.
Nice.
7 points of radiant damage, 9 points of fire damage.
That's 16 points of damage.
16.
Ouchies.
Ouchie pouchy.
Now, as you fall and just ram this orb of holy soul of fire into one of the compound eyes, and it just sits there.
Ooh.
Just burning into its blood red head.
Yummy.
Delicious.
There is a smell of burning shrimp.
Ooh. Like, hungry. I could go for some seafood after we get out of here.
Stop thinking about food and fight this thing.
Seafood. Eat it.
Is it Magnus whale time?
Oh, yes.
That's 15.
Yep.
And so misses with the torch.
Okay.
But we've already got our fire damage. For uh-huh. 3 lightning, 10 bludgeoning.
Nice. Mm-hmm. It's going to sweep.
Mm-hmm.
Might be for its final attempt. That's a 15 plus 7, so that's 22. So that will hit.
Oh, yes, that will hit.
That will hit both Magnus and Tanwyn.
Ouch.
But you both have resistance to this because Ancestral Guardian Barbarian, go burr.
That's so good.
That's 3 ones.
Yay!
You got a 4.
Here come the ones.
Do-do-do-do.
That's 9 plus 13, halved to 6. You take 6 bludgeoning damage.
Wonderful.
And I'll do the response whack.
Hit it back.
It's a natural 20.
This might be the end of things.
So 4 lightning, 16 bludgeoning.
Ooh.
20 damage.
Cool.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's...
It's nearly down. Hit it with the sun.
It's now its turn, because that was its legendary action.
Yeah.
Cool. Magnus, you have been a royal pain in the ass.
Yay.
So I'm about to get royally.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It is going for one final gambit against Magnus.
Yeah. I would like to use my reaction to force disadvantage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here's hoping. Come on. 19.
Oh, that is a hit.
Yep, that hits.
Okay. It is attempting to heal something.
So it's a proboscis attack.
Yes, yeah, so it is slightly weaker, but it does deal necrotic damage.
Yeah.
So 9, half to 4 bludgeoning.
Okay.
And then 7 necrotic as it gets you right in the chest, in the ribs. So.
Yeah.
Hey, Arthur Magnus.
How are you feeling?
How am I feeling? I'm feeling like a number 2.
Okay. Right now. Don't worry. I'll help you out.
So, is that its turn?
That's its turn. Droning time.
Okay, it's 19 plus 3, 22.
Nice.
Magnus can only hear the whispers of the ghost.
That's an 11. I'm not fine.
Hey, 8 points of psychic damage.
Okay.
So how are you looking, Tanwin?
I'm looking at about a 12.
All right.
I will use my action right now. I'll use Lay on Hands, my final 5, and I'll just give... Magnus, that 5 HP again.
No. Right, yes, you used 5 of it on guys in the room.
Did I? Oh, I've already given him 10, I only have 15.
Have 20, you're level 4.
Do I have 20?
Yeah, it's 5 times your paladin level.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I have 20, I'm level 4.
Yay!
Yay! 20.
Good job.
You know, just because I don't want him to get thwacked by a last-ditch attack, take 8 more points of healing as I spend 2 of my die. And then here comes the sun.
Here we go.
Sun time.
21 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
Yep.
For 3 points of radiant, 3 points of fire.
Oof, it is still up, but like you've fire basically thread. Just been pushing this orb of sun further and further into the puppet fly's head.
I got purchase on with the natural 20 in the eye, and then I'm like, it's a fire drill.
Yeah, it is not looking very good. It is still up, but it's not looking long for this world.
Cool. Okay. Go on, Magnus, hit it.
So Magnus is just going to pop a potion of healing just to be on the safe side.
That's fair.
Okay, so it's the chug bonus action.
Yeah, the shot.
So that's 7 more points of healing.
The shot glass, man.
Yeah.
Wait, and how much healing did you give me?
8.
15 total.
Yeah, because I figure it's better to have, in case it takes its legendary reaction or has a, on death, do this.
Yeah. And now we're going to do wacky with the flail. That is a 18 to hit.
Yeah, how do you want to do this?
Oh. Yeah.
Magnus is just going to wind up and smash the flail into the eye.
Driving the orb even deeper.
Yeah, driving the orb. Yeah.
All the way through. It shoots out the other side. You've invented 4 baseball.
Yeah, it's just 4. The head is gone. There's a little bit of carapace connecting the proboscis to the abdomen. Yep. It just falls. So it does get to use its death throw.
Oh,
I need everyone to make me wisdom saves.
Even me?
Yeah.
With advantage?
Yep.
So it's 19.
Mm-hmm. That's an 8. Yeah, just...
2
just,
fours, man.
Just hit us. Just hit us.
So you'll take half this damage.
Mm-hmm. Very happy I healed.
Yep, cool.
I should have chugged another one.
17 psychic damage.
Tanwin's down.
Halved to 8 for Magnus. As his puppet fly dies and detaches, its body writhes and shudders, and this last warbling blast is beaten out of its dying wings.
Tanwin just gets a weird strangled noise and falls over.
So I run over to Tanwin, cast Spare the Dying to stabilize.
That's a good idea.
And then that orbish thingy that we got earlier that gives us the equivalent of a long rest, smash, we all get the equivalent of a long rest.
You ring the bell of rest.
Oh my gosh.
Ring, wrong for the champion, and we get the long rest.
Nice. So,
oh, wow. I did not expect you to use that. Okay.
Well, that's gone now.
Look.
Cool. I don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
It's a case of Amadeus panicking.
Yeah.
As much as I'd love to keep that for somewhere down the line.
I'm not going to lie, I half expected that to last until the fight with Kavort.
Yeah.
Whether or not you actually end up having to fight him or you manage to put him, stop his arrival.
It's a stupid use of it, I know, but...
Wisdom is not your highest
stat. No, wisdom is one of my two dumb stats.
We're all dummies.
We're all dummies.
No. Well, yes.
Different ways.
Yeah.
In all different beautiful ways.
Well, fantastic. I love having full health again.
Yes.
Yeah. So, mostly because it's like, I want to get out of this with my meat shields alive.
What just happened?
Your cook got cleaned by some psychic tomfoolery. You're fine now. Let's go.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, no, there is just this 6 meter tall troll king with a giant fly attached to it, semi-attached to it.
Got to go and get those guys.
Let's go get the guys, and then let's get the hell out of here.
Okay, I feel pretty good, actually. I think I'll be able to carry them out.
Good, let's get out.
All right.
We go back, unlock the room again.
Yeah.
We grab the guys, and we...
The unconscious one is still unconscious?
The unconscious one is still unconscious.
Yeah, I would like to pick him up, and I will let Magnus take care of helping the other guy out.
And we leave.
You guys leave. Which way do you go out?
I think I would like to go out through the hidden passage.
Yeah, we leave through the Skyrim exit.
Cool. You guys exit out into the forests above Caston's Fall. You're not exactly sure whereabouts above Caston's Fall, just above it.
I'll turn to the conscious guy and say, is this anywhere you recognize here?
No.
Okay.
I didn't even know this place existed.
I think we'll just go down the hill and we'll probably find Caston's Rise at some point, right? I think it's below us. It's at the bottom of the hill, right?
Yeah, let's just...
Did the town get a new name while I was out?
Oh, Caston's Fall.
Okay, I'm not going crazy.
Sorry, there's a lot of Caston places around here. I get confused easily. There's like Caston's Forest, I think, and Caston's Rise and Caston's Fall, and we met Caston. He was here.
Now I know you're telling me crazy things.
No, we met his ghost.
We surely did. I know, it seems crazy, but...
We point out that we are the Durnia. If we're not saying we see three crazy things, then, we're not doing our jobs.
We're out of a job.
So...
I'm glad. I'm not a Durnia.
Anyway, so we head downwards to Caston's Fall to
try and find the city again.
Heading downhill is a wise decision because eventually it does spit you out above the marble quarry.
Excellent.
Ooh, fantastic. All right. We'd better get this guy to the hospital.
We drop the two guys at the hospital.
Yeah. Is there anybody around the quarry?
Yeah, there's the two that were on duty when you guys went in 3 hours ago.
Okay. I'll go up to them and say, should be all cleared up now. We've got a couple of your compatriots, but not all of them managed to get out, unfortunately.
No.
Right. That was... Considering how long it took the last lot to come up, we were expecting not to see you for a couple of days.
We're Durnia.
Yeah.
It operates a little bit differently.
Also, if you send someone in there, make sure they don't have any allergies, especially shellfish or carapace animals.
Anyway.
Do you have a seafood restaurant around? I could really go for some pippies or something. Shrimp, prawns, lobster.
The two guards are just staring at you guys.
Because I would like to point out, despite the fact that fully haired we look okay, we are covered in gore and...
Absolutely head-to-toe covered. You have not cleaned us off yet.
No. we're carrying an unconscious guy and a guy that looks like he's had the literal tail beaten out of him.
Yeah, it's just like...
And the three of us are just calm as daisies.
Yes, it's just like, somehow, despite the fact that the three of you are covered in gore, you're chipper and full of energy. Thanks, magic.
Woo! Feeling good, feeling fine, feeling fresh.
These two are just look like they're not... What they're seeing is not going through.
It does not compute. Does not compute. For it does not compute.
You should probably go see Captain...
Yeah.
All right.
We're on it. Keep up the good work, gentlemen.
He's at his normal post?
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds good.
Stay here for the moment, but the danger should be passed.
Where's the hospital? We need to drop these two off.
Give you the directions to the local hospital.
All right.
You guys have been to the local hospital.
We have, actually.
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
We're dummies. We don't know where anything is.
Look.
We're dummies.
Anyway, we take these two to the hospital.
Aye.
Yeah, it's just as you guys leave, what just happened?
So, we walk into the hospital, covered in gore because I still haven't cleaned us off, carrying two heavily injured guardsmen.
Yeah.
Hello, we're here to drop off a couple of patients.
The nurse at the receptionist just stares at the five of you wide-eyed. It's just like, right, are you all patients or...
Just these two. Just these two. The guardsmen. We're
are
fine.
The rest of you... How?
Darn ya.
You're all covered in blood.
It's not ours.
Well, most of it's not ours.
What do you mean? But
most of it's not ours anymore.
You all are getting checked.
Oh, okay.
Like the nurse there is this mid-30s human woman with flaming red hair, just shepherds you into the back area where all the beds are and gets you all set up and starts essentially checking you all over.
Armadeus, clean me off quickly. I don't want to look messy in front of the nice woman.
Right, sorry. Oh, right, yes. My apologies. I bamf all of us with prestidigitation.
Oh!
And
that is a useful spell.
It really is.
And now that she gets a good look at all of you, that you're clean, she's like, looks at where the rents in your armor and everything. It's just pokes. It's just, why is there
magic?
Hey.
Gotta love magic.
Gotta love magic.
I love magic. It's great. I don't like the strings that are attached, but I love magic.
What the hell? Okay, well, we'll get the doctor to deal with them.
Thank you.
Why is he raving mad?
Oh, there was big bugs the size of men, and I think that would turn anybody crazy.
That is an awful sentence.
Mm.
It's not even the weirdest thing we've seen.
And when they've got burnt...
Keep that to yourself, because I don't want to hear about big bugs. Bugs suck.
When they got burnt,
yes, they do, actually.
When they got burnt, they smelt like shrimp. And now I'm a little bit hungry.
I don't think I can look at shrimp ever again.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
You get the idea that she might be arachnophobic.
Scared of bugs.
Yeah.
Fine. Sorry. Are we free to go? Because we really need to report to the captain.
This isn't a prison.
Yeah, just magic. Cool.
I'm sorry if we are, I'm sorry.
No, you're good. Oh. Means we don't have to spend resources on it. Just, huh, cool.
That always a pleasure a to meet a lovely lady.
That we have readily available to us.
No.
Lucky you all.
Mm. Anywho, have a good day.
You too.
As
we always do.
Yeah.
Because Amadeus, while talkative, is not sure how to handle that situation. He is not used to dealing with normal people.
Magnus will just have a great time watching.
Yes, you guys continue your track record of just bewildering and traumatizing the common folk.
Mm. Yes.
Tanwyn got stupendously cock-blocked by both herself and also Amadeus for that conversation. Do it.
Wait, were you flirting with her?
No. Why would I be doing that? Don't worry about it. Stop talking to me. I wasn't trying to invite her out for a seafood dinner.
I'm sorry?
No, don't be sorry. It's nothing to be sorry for. Nothing was happening. Why would anything ever be happening?
Oh, goodness.
Let's go and meet the captain.
Yes, you
guys. I love doing business all the time.
You guys head towards the guardhouse and just... kind of walk straight on through, ignore reception, and walk straight into Captain LaCroix's office.
Yeah.
Like you own the place, because that's how you guys work.
That is how we work.
I wouldn't expect anything less from you guys.
If you walk into a place with enough confidence, you usually just get to go there.
Yeah, and you guys more or less burst into his office.
So we've got good news and better news. What would you like first?
Like, there is a look of... He is about to say something. He stops and processes what you said. Good news and better... Oh, no, bad news.
Well, a little bit of bad news, but the bad news, you already knew about it.
Well, okay.
So some of your guardsmen are dead.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
But two of them are still alive.
That's less paperwork for me to fill out and less grieving families to...
Yes, we have deposited them at the hospital. One of them may be slightly off his rocker.
Stark Raven Man.
But he's alive.
We have things for that, and if worse comes to worse, there's always memory altering.
Oy.
Which, don't tell people I said that.
I do believe that the Captain of the Guard is not supposed to have access to that.
I don't.
So we'll keep that one under our little hats there.
So that's the good news. The better news is the place is no longer haunted by insane bugs.
Yes, your lovely town is no longer at risk of being overrun by giant man-eaten bugs, which take over people's bodies and use them as hosts for both laying and also walking. They're all
that
gone.
That is probably one of the most upsetting things I've heard.
Oh, no,
but
it's
I'm
good
glad
news.
That it no longer is a thing.
Also,
it's
we
great.
Found a sun, as I point up to the giant floating orb above my head.
I was going to ask, but then you started talking about rather upsetting things.
That's the best news yet. We've got a little friend
Magnus
with us.
Magnus is trying to cook a sausage.
Perfect.
No.
This is supposedly property of the sun god, but it's fine.
There's only three gods. Silly.
There's more than three gods. There's more nature gods out there.
Yeah, but they're not.
Aye, have you heard of a god called Inkant Ra before?
No.
I have to be honest, I'm not really up on my ancient nature deities.
Wouldn't have a clue.
Yes, well, this is his heart, apparently.
Would there be somewhere where we could go and maybe learn about?
The Memoria Sanctorum would be my best guess.
Okay.
Yes, my old stomping grounds.
It might be a good place to start, because there's a lot of powerful items.
Anyway, the place is safe to go if you need to send people to go in and secure it.
Oh, wait.
Otherwise, unless any strange weirdness is developed in our 3-hour absence, I think we've about solved all we've come here to solve.
Answer.
No, the only thing of note is that we've put Kasten's body in a coffin and we've buried it in the cemetery, small.
That's
lovely.
Did you have lots of grannies crying over the grave? I think he requested that.
No.
No?
Oh. Never mind. Anyway.
Did you have three mysterious men in suits standing at a distance away?
Suits of armor.
No.
He's not a gang. Is he a gang?
Look, he could have been a gangster.
I'm sorry, it's been
a weird
day for
us. We know so little about him.
There wasn't really a funeral. We just put him in the ground.
Right.
Anyway, I need to go get in contact with the Hold.
Speaking of, they actually sent word earlier today that you guys will need to organize your own way back to the Hold because Pradavnik's
smegged off
delivering other people.
It takes so long to get back.
But on that note, the Griffin Airy actually has griffins to deliver.
We might get to ride a griffin?
Yeah. You guys will be flying back. Can get dropped off from the Hold because full on delivery to the East Coast of.
Ooh. Oh, I'm excited again. We got to ride a dragon and now we get to ride griffins. This is such
what does griffin taste like?
That is another upsetting sentence.
It's like cat chicken?
I don't think it would be very good. You're not really supposed to eat carnivores. It's bad for your
immune
system. Isn't the chicken but herbivore?
No, chickens eat meat, but they eat bugs and stuff, so it's not too bad.
Griffins eat bugs?
I don't know. What do griffins eat? Do they eat bugs?
They eat livestock.
Oh, you're not supposed to eat carnivores.
But they say you are what you eat, and I like to eat livestock.
Amadeus, you just watched the light drain from Captain LaCroix's eyes.
Guys.
Okay.
Not a conversation for here.
Oh, sorry, Captain LaCroix.
Let's take this elsewhere.
Okay.
And let the captain deal with paperwork.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you need any paperwork from us?
No. Yes. No.
Any of our paperwork?
Goodness, no. Like, he starts looking through the piles of paper on his desk. It's just like, do I need hope they didn't die, so I don't have to fill those out. No.
We can't help you with who we rescued because we don't know what their names are.
That's okay.
So.
But they're at the hospital, so you can go ask.
Cool.
I'm sure they know who they are.
I would hope so.
I'm sure someone in the city knows who two guardsmen from this city are.
Anyway,
I wouldn't be too worried about it.
Anyway, I'm going to go get food. I'm hungry.
Oh,
yeah, when you have the moment and the energy, go speak to the Griffin Keeper and organize when.
Anyway, we're going to go have some food. De-stress for 5 minutes and then go talk to the Griffin.
You're listening to Tales from the Guild, Shadows of Paradigm.
Amadeus, can I make a request?
Sure, what's up?
Can we get food to take away and can we eat it where Keston's buried? Just to say goodbye to him.
Sure, like, we can do
I quite like the guy, even though he was a bit of a whiny bastard. I thought he was all right in the end.
We can do that. So yeah, we'll go to the inn, check out.
Yeah.
Grab lunch to.
Yeah, you guys get given two massive sandwiches each.
Hey!
Thick cuts of roast elk finch.
Yay!
Is there any shrimp in there?
No.
Next time we go to the ocean, we've got to get some shrimp. I'm really limited.
Thick cuts of roast elk finch with this soft local cheese and a tangy vinaigrette dressed salad.
Could I sub my elephant for Griffin? No? Okay.
I'll funny joke.
I don't think they eat Griffin here.
As they're having this conversation, I am gently staring them out of the inn and away from people.
Next thing you'll tell me, they don't eat cats here.
No, that's more of a southern thing, I think. You're swamp people.
Yeah, anything that moves, basically.
Yeah, it's not good to eat carnivores. It's bad for your brain.
And besides... And besides, the amount of times I've been asked that as a tiefling, it's less than... It's a less than pleasant question. Because the amount of things we supposedly... anyway, because while...
You're a librarian. I'm surprised you eat anything at all.
I eat food.
Don't you eat books?
Books and...
No!
Books, dust. Dust.
We do not eat the
books. Lick the ink off the books.
Yeah. No!
I thought you were supposed to take the knowledge in.
There's only one way I know how.
That is not what they mean by feast upon the word.
You are what you eat.
But so, yes, you wind down, have a sit in front of this unmarked stone that has just been placed there.
Oh, come on, they can do better than this.
I think Anwen would just kind of have a chat to the stone and just tell Kasten about what's been going on, what they've been doing, and just say, I hope that your body is where you want it, that you are at rest, and if you want to come and hang out sometime as a ghost, don't scare the griffins again, but you can come to the Dernia's quarters anytime and come hang out, because you're all right, even if you were a bit whiny.
As you all finish your meal, have your rest, and get up and leave, there is a feeling of gratitude that washes over all of you. And you will all gain a boon titled the Full King's Blessing.
Yay! Oh.
What is that?
You'll find out.
Oh. Have we ridden griffins before?
I will have people roll me history checks.
That either means yes, definitely, or absolutely
not. Usually do that well on these. I believe that is 19.
Oh, Tanwin rolled a 12.
Also 19.
Tanwin has not ridden a griffin. Technically, neither has Magnus and Amadeus, but they've ridden on smaller dragons that are roughly the size of griffins. So it's kind of like riding on the Grungir, just with wings.
Yeah.
And temperament of an angry cat.
Are we getting a flight induction?
I think we'd like to make our way directly to the griffins because there's not much else to do here.
Have we rested?
We got the bell.
That's right. Yes. We feel rested.
We feel amazing. Initially, we were like, oh, let's, you know, we'll take one more night. You know, we'll go back there.
Yeah, I have given the most insane energy drink in existence.
Yeah.
Because Amadeus is just like, this feels terrible. I'm going to use this super awesome thing because I don't like feeling terrible, please.
See, this is why you give all of the special magical items to the hoarder. Because hoarders don't use their stuff.
And then give you magic items for you to use, damn it.
And that's the kind of attitude that has you beating the Elite Four with 87 ethers in your inventory.
Yes, and I've done that.
I mean, in all fairness to Pokemon, complete tangent, you don't need the items. Back on topic. So you guys go back to the Downy Nest Inn and collect your stuff.
You mean we go with Tanwin stuff?
Yeah, all of my things. All of my essentials.
That spent most of the time in your room.
Yes. Where they're safe.
Definitely a hoarder.
Yes, sure. So we grab Tanwin's stuff. We give our keys back to the lovely innkeeper. Thank her for a lovely stay and the awesome food. And we head to the Griffinaire.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yeah, and you guys arrive at the plateau that has giant stables, kind of.
Yes, we've been here before.
Yeah.
Just the old stomping grounds.
Just reminding the people who haven't heard of this for like 6 episodes.
Yeah.
True.
And yeah, you guys are greeted by Felice, the dwarven stable master, who, as a reminder, has bright red hair and so many freckles that she looks like she is... Maybe got... what's the...
She's comprised mostly of freckles.
Yeah.
A freckle-based life form.
Vitiligo is the word I was looking for.
But freckle-based life form is the word that you got.
Yes.
Yes. So we're like...
All right, Felice.
Greetings.
So we seem to have solved your little ghost problem. So hopefully your griffins have been calmer now.
Feeling a lot better.
That they have.
Excellent. Well, we've been told we're getting a lift with you back to Vanguard's Hall.
Yes, need to make a delivery of these lot to Grand Marashin. New intake of Griffin Knights for the Empire.
Oh, good for them, I suppose.
Go Griffin Knights!
So what happens when you don't have raiders? Do you just flay them all in a big group, or...?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We're not really here nor there. Forgetting them there, but it's just kind of...
It's convenient for you.
Aye.
It's whatever for me.
So I do have a confession to make, Felice.
Uh-huh.
I've never ridden a griffin before, and I'm not a huge fan of cats and also birds.
Have you ridden Grungir?
Oh, aye. I like those.
Not well.
No! Lion! Don't listen to him!
If you can ride a Grungir, you can ride a griffin.
All right.
Just be careful of the ears.
Okay. Don't touch them or they put their ears back. You're in trouble. Or both. Oh, okay. We'll be careful of the ears indeed. Yes. All right, well.
And after she says that, she walks in and leads out one by one these five bigger-than-horse griffins. Four of them are typical fare, the tiger bodies with harpy eagle front arms. For reference, these are more like witcher griffins, so wyvern build, so their front arms are also their wings.
Oh.
Rather than having six limbs, they only have four. And then one unusual one walks out. Instead of tiger, harpy eagle, it is snow leopard, snowy owl.
Oh, that's a fancy one. Must be your personal mount.
Aye, one of the rare snow griffs.
Rare what in the who now?
Rare snow griff. You got to learn how to listen to
him. Are we going somewhere hot? It might melt.
The rural accents, all right?
Right.
Bad at it. He was raised in a library
or
something.
Do they melt in the sun?
She just gives you
and he was raised
a
in a
withering
swamp.
Look.
No, you and me, we know what we're talking about.
Right. Well, no. That's it's good. A living, breathing thing. And she blew him from way up north. Got caught in the storm, poor lass, and ended up here. Definitely not native.
Well, she ended up in a good place, I suppose.
I mean, technically, she didn't end up here first. She ended up in north in Endon, I believe.
Oh, I don't think I've ever even been there.
Endon is up north. It's one of the few towns, cities that are around the Gated Sea.
Hmm.
Okay.
I've never been up there. I never had a reason to.
Well, we haven't been assigned up there yet, so give it time. I'm sure we'll be in the area at some point.
Indeed. Yeah, so we're bringing these four over to Grand Marashan. They know to listen to the big one. The snow griff is 50% bigger than
Jeez.
The others.
All she's right, a big
that's
lass.
A big old one.
Yeah, cold giganticism.
Like a mammoth.
Glad
and
I'm not.
And polar bears.
Or a woolly rhinoceros.
Glad I'm not getting on that one, because I have trouble enough with Glengir.
Wait, okay. I thought that's one you are going on. Because you're the leader. You get the big one.
Well, right now, I'm the leader. This accent is mixing between Southern American and Scottish and throwing me off.
It's all right. It's the Caston's Fall accent.
It's something my like brain. No, it's my brain not working. That's what it is. Well, in this instance, I'll be leading us. I'm just going to stick with Southern American.
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
Anywho, yeah, fair enough. I believe the phrase is Leon Macduff.
She kind of gives you all a look and then sees the sheer mountain of stuff that Tadwin has.
And the flying ball of fire that I have.
Right, so I'm going to address the easy problem first. All your stuff's getting a separate griffin, because I'm not putting one creature through that.
That's fair.
You have the giant heavy stone shield plus all your armor.
Yeah.
Plus your sword.
Plus my sword.
And it's just like, right, well, one of them's going to be a bit indignant because it don't like being a pack beast, but that's its problem, not mine. I mean, technically it's mine, but whatever. The Flame Ball of Fire.
Oh, right, yes, that. And flies.
We don't really know how to cover that up.
Right.
It's just kind of sticking around.
Do you have any sort of control over it?
Yes, some.
Just keep it away from the poor guys.
I will do my best. I have had control of it for about 4 hours now.
Right.
So, I am learning.
What is it?
A religious artifact.
I'm not going to ask too much information that I don't need to know.
How long? Tanwin is desperate to change the subject. How long will it take us to get from here to Grand Marashan, do you think?
Well, from here to Grand Marashan, about 8-ish days, 7 to where I'm dropping y'all off.
Oh, sure.
Excellent. Traveling for a week. Fun.
How are the griffins going to return?
No, she's bringing them all to Grand Marashan, or the knights or something, and then she'll be flying home on her own one. They're only going to one place.
Oh.
My apprentice will look after the breeding pairs.
That's why she's riding the fancy white one while we get the normal-looking ones.
So just doing griffin delivery?
Griffin delivery.
And y'all are getting a free lift out of it.
Do we get to go to Grand Armor? Because we have some people who are there. Do we stop off for the night?
No.
Oh, hold it's on. Kind of on the way.
Maybe. Usually I stop a bit north and a bit south of it.
Okay.
I think we're on the sleeper service.
I suppose so. I guess we don't have time to waste checking on all of the people in Grand Armor. They're probably doing fine. We'll hear about it if they're not.
Yeah.
Considering what your line of work is, I imagine so.
No news is good news, as they say.
Yeah, no. Again, considering your line of work, I'll happily agree with that.
Yeah.
Well, shall we?
Let's
people losing their minds and having seen one person go mad, not a pretty sight. I can't imagine having to deal with mad people on the regular.
And what, differently perceptive?
Well, that's a good way of putting it.
And to be fair, it's not the mad people that cause us the most problems.
That's a loaded answer that I'm not going to dive into because that's above my pay grade. I get paid to breed griffins, look after griffins, and that's all I care about. I don't want to know because if I don't know, it can't hurt me.
That is a very fair way of thinking.
That is a very enlightened perspective.
Doesn't it usually hurt people who don't know?
Do the griffins have names?
I will answer that question. Technically, yeah, I have nicknames for them. The knights have a tradition where they give their new mount name when they get knighted, so we don't bother giving them proper names. We just kind of call them whatever.
Can I have the one called whatever? Is it that one? I want that one. I'm going to call it whatever.
Well, that one's name is Scruff, but sure.
Scruff whatever. A first and a last name. Very proper.
I'm sorry?
Felice just looks... Magnus is like,
this all makes sense to me.
Yeah!
Right. As for
Amadeus gives her a, I'm so sorry, look.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's get out of here before we...
Say more things we're not really supposed to be saying.
That. Let's go with that.
Yeah. You're giving us the look of we should move on and get on the griffins.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you got the names for the four that you guys are writing are Scruff, Fluff, Claw, and Beak.
Okay. Well, I'm on Scruff.
Whatever.
Scruff whatever.
I'll take...
Duff. Okay. Was there a Duff?
No, there was a Fluff.
Fluff. Okay, I'll take Fluff. Fluff Duff.
I'll take either one of whatever's left.
Well, you're consigning the other one to carrying all of Tanwyn's stuff.
Yeah, so you have
you
to
choose which one gets pain.
One of them does look a bit bigger than the other.
I'll take the slightly smaller one.
Yeah.
Because, let's face it, of the three of us, I am the lightest.
You are. I can pick you up in one hand.
Lift you up have my head. Picked me up in one hand mm-hmm, before. It's...
Mm-hmm. Goodness.
Well,
come on, Tundra, lead him on.
Tundra. No, that's a good name.
And
Magnus is gonna try feed his griffin a bit of dried meat.
Give me an animal handling. Technically, within this world, griffins are just beasts. They are not monstrosities.
That is a 22.
Wow.
Surprisingly, initially...
Magnus has been around animals. Yeah. Magnus is just like, this is just a big parrot.
To begin with, it initially looks rather, like, indignant that you're offering it dried meat, and then it smells it and it has a second thought. It's just like, ow.
Hell yeah.
I'm assuming that once we're flying, there won't be any talking. It'll just be wind noises.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So worried.
Like, once you're in the air, they are noticeably slower than Predavnik was. Like, Predavnik made this journey in 5 days.
Mm.
That's it. They're still fast, and they're going in a straight line.
Lovely.
And yeah, the trip is gentle and pretty easy. And as you guys camp up for the first night, can I get everybody to make me wisdom saves?
Of course.
Good boy. Good O.
Wisdom save. Why not?
Tanwyn.
Yes?
You get a +5 bonus to this save.
Oh.
Sorry. I only got 14.
Cool.
Oh boy. That's...
Oh, I got a 15.
9.
Cool. Nice.
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 Okay. Cool. Mm-hmm. That's all?
Yep.
That's all of it?
Uh-huh.
All right. We have a lovely night.
Yes.
Nothing is out of the ordinary. Everything is perfectly normal.
The only out of the ordinary thing, but something like that's completely normal, is, though a rare occurrence, is for the first time in a long time, the second moon of this world is starting to peek over the horizon.
Ooh.
I'm sure that's fine.
Though both moons are on pretty well opposite sides of the sky, you would know that one moon has a slightly slower rotation than the other does. So, for the most part, they are nowhere near each other. And then for a while, they get close, and then they drift apart again. But while they're close, a event known as the Doom Tides happen.
Ooh.
Which are just these insanely high tides, followed by insanely low tides. But infrequently regular occurrence that the coastal towns are prepared for it.
Yeah, it's like a king tide.
Yeah.
Tanwyn would not know much about that. Yeah. She's inland.
This is more for the nerd in the group.
Yeah. As you're sitting there, as everybody else is sleeping, she's like, yeah, okay. Hate to be leveling the coast about now, but...
That's actually a good point. Is there any way to turn our little mini sun off so we can go to sleep, or is it just bright at night as well?
Yeah, it's just cut.
How do we take it along on the birds?
It is zooming behind Magnus. Like, it is staying... like
Amadeus.
Amadeus. It's staying 2-3 meters behind Amadeus at all times.
I'm making sure to give the griffins so it's not scaring or hurting the griffins or anything. So yeah, like 2-3 meters back.
Yeah, it follows surprisingly well. You get the feeling that it is more or less in your orbit at this point.
Notes. Okay.
But Tanwyn does send Amadeus away for half an hour so she can get to sleep. She's like, go hide behind a tree or something. I don't want to see that.
Give me an arcana check, Amadeus.
Ooh, good roll.
That is a 22.
After a bit of fiddling, you manage to figure out how to dim it to the level of campfire.
Oh, that's nice.
Does it flicker?
I mean, it still has that kind of rolling.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay, that's...
And Amadeus doesn't sleep, so...
So it's fine.
It's fine. I do the usual thing, clean up the mess left behind as people go to sleep, make sure Tenwin's armor is cleaned. Mm-hmm. Make sure her new shield is clean.
You go, but the one time that Tanwyn cleaned up all her stuff and went to bed, you were really pissy at her the next morning because you had like 4 hours with nothing to do.
Yeah.
Speaking of things to do, at one point throughout the night, you do hear the familiar scratching of pen on parchment as something writes in your book.
All right, open it up.
Should we go outside?
I think we're asleep.
You two are asleep.
I think we're asleep at this point.
Yeah, we'll go outside. It'll be DM secrets. Whispers.
You're going to hear this on the recording anyway. So,
well, that's what you meant by outside. I thought you guys meant go outside your tent.
No, I don't even know if Magnus sleeps in a tent. I think he just raw dogs it out in the sun.
Don't say that.
That honestly tracks. But so, yeah, it's the very familiar message of tell me a story.
I'll tell him about Kasten and basically exploring the temple, my theories about Kasten and his stabby friend, and basically what we've learned, what I'm theorizing, and yeah, fill him in on what we've learned.
And the trolls?
And the trolls and the sun.
Trollstone
and the sun and all that lovely stuff.
For once, there's not an immediate reply.
That's interesting.
In fact, there's not a reply for the rest of the night.
That's concerning. Because even when last time she said, tell me a story, it's like, still got said something, and then we met up, so.
Yeah.
Okay, that's concerning, but nothing I can do about it at the minute as I bustle about and wait for the sun to rise.
Yes. The rest of the journey back to Vanguard's Hold is, I mean, it's eventful as flying on a griffin can be, which is, you know, rather. It's flying on a gosh darn griffin. Whee! You do face a bird strike a couple of times as just full on get hit in the face by a sparrow or something like that.
And we can't immediately call to Amadeus and say, Amadeus, clean us up. So we have to just be covered in bird blood for a few hours. And then when we get off the griffins at the end of the day, we're like, Amadeus, help us!
It's like, there you go.
It got in my mouth.
This is why you wear a helmet.
He felt it in my mouth. It was disgusting.
Magnus just pulls the scarf up.
You know. Let all the ghosts cha-cha-cha. block all of the birds.
It's like, hellish rebuke. No way.
Hellish rebuke. Roast pheasant.
Roast pigeon.
Roast pigeon.
Nom, 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 nom. Nom, nom,
awful.
Yeah, around about midday on the seventh day of travel, you guys arrive in the airstrip of Vanguard's Hold.
Woohoo!
Get off!
As the griffins land, there is a few nearby wormlings that start posturing at the griffins' arrival. The griffins posture back.
Yeah, I see why we don't have griffins now. There'd be turf wars all over the place in Vanguard's Hold.
We already have enough of that.
Yes, there's a lot of dragons around.
Yeah, the dragons aren't territorial at all.
No, the five wives of Artifora don't fight.
And Artifora doesn't have to spend half his day placating them all.
That is his choice. He chose that life.
Are you telling that five dragon women wouldn't demand to be kept around?
All I'm saying is that I don't feel sorry for him.
Fair enough.
He chose to have five wives.
Five beautiful dragon woman wives and all of the problems that come with that.
You know, some part of me gets the feeling that I don't think they would allow him to get divorced.
Even though he is a god.
Yes.
But first of all, he is their husband.
Yes. You're not escaping us, damn it.
Anyway.
After you all get your stuff off, Felice is just like, right, well, I'm going to get out of here before they start pecking at each other.
It was lovely to meet you, Felice. Have a good rest of your flight, and I hope Caston's fall is nice and quiet for you from now on.
I hope so too. And
may we meet under better circumstances.
Or, ideally for you, may we never meet again.
Yes. Wonderful, you read my mind.
I didn't think we were that bad company, but they
were. Did I snore that
bad? Y'all were fine, but you also have a bad habit of talking about things I probably shouldn't hear.
Well, it's nothing personal, we're just darn ya.
In my defense, I keep forgetting that not everybody deals with what we have to deal with.
Yes, no, madness is awful, and I don't. Thank you. You guys are trained well enough to not full on just spout about the dwellers in front of civilians.
No, and that's why I said it's not the mad people that we have a problem with. Because generally, the dwellers are fine.
Yeah.
It's whatever's causing them to act out of turn that's usually the problem.
Dwellers are just people.
They're just people. Yeah.
Until they decide that, you know, they might try their hand at godhood.
But anybody can do that. It don't have to be from somewhere else.
Or if somebody misplaces their children. Looking at you first.
Armadeus, you must be so excited getting to go back to your big old library.
Yeah, my old...
Going to go touch some books.
I get to go smell the sweet smell of parchment, paper, and leather.
Ugh.
Amongst other things. Anyway, let's go report into the Director General.
You can go report into the Director General. I'm not filling in any more paperwork.
Congratulations.
If you want your pay, you have to go.
It's true.
So
I do want my pay. I do have to go.
So we go and report in to the Director General.
To Amethyst.
Amethyst. Love Amethyst. Her.
Yep. And hi, we're back. Here's my report. I'm just going to fill out the last few pages of it because, dear God, where do you want me to put this? And I gesture to the ball of fire.
What in three gods' names of...
So we've discovered an ancient civilization which existed on this island before any of us were ever here.
Yes, trolls.
Buried under...
Okay, I'd heard trolls lived here. Interesting that we have confirmation.
We've got some of their stone.
We've got some of their things.
That's neat.
Tanwyn has an unrefined chunk.
Stop snitching!
It's in my report!
She's allowed that. It's.
I know.
She was trying to hide that. I'd be far more concerned. Or another jar of eyeballs.
No, no. Just this to start.
He's such a snitch. He's such a snitch.
Which is why he's in charge.
Anyway, this is the Heart of Inkenrath. It is a religious artifact from an ancient sun deity. If we find somebody who still worships it, it could be a potent weapon.
Easier said than done.
Do you think he'll let us keep it for a little bit longer? It's not doing anything bad. It's just hanging around Armadeus and giving him a bit of light so he can see things in the dark.
I don't need help seeing things in the dark.
It's just hanging around Armadeus and giving me and Magnus a little bit of help to see things in the dark.
I can also do this as I start...
No, don't do that in here!
No, I start turning the brightness up and down.
Yeah, you can totally do that in there. Don't worry about it.
I'll address that in a moment. So it's a drift globe.
No, if I read the documentation correctly, it is a potent weapon that can basically incinerate mortal beings with effectively fire lasers.
Amethyst is such a snitch. He's snitching on himself.
She kind of just processes that information. And how do you do that?
For that, we need a follower of Inkenrath.
So in order to do that...
So like what? You just... It's a fancy light.
If you find a follower of Inkenrath to attune to it, like a magical... Like one would attune to a magic item, it basically has... Basically becomes an incredibly potent weapon.
There's no followers of Inkenrath anymore. Nobody even knows who that is. So don't worry about it.
You just want to keep it, don't you?
I do want to keep it. It's cool. It looks fun. At nighttime, he can turn it down really low. And it's even better than a campfire because it's warm. You know how campfires flicker and it's quite nice? This kind of like rolls like the ocean and it's even better. It's awesome. I would love to keep it. Can we go to the big library? We want to learn more about it.
How are you surviving, Amadeus?
I point at the slowly developing strands of grey hair on my head.
You know, I'm so glad that my hair is quite literal gold and you'll never see any greenness in it.
Ooh, her hair is literally gold and you'll never see any greenness in it. She's so fancy. She's so pretty.
I'm fine. I'm fine.
You can give her the globe if you want to. It's it's attuned to you.
For now,
I just think it would be better with us.
For now, I'm more than happy for y'all to keep it with you.
Okay.
I trust Amadeus with it.
That was your first mistake.
I mean, out of the three of you, she trusts you.
I give her the paperwork.
And she looked through it, nodding along. Oh, that's an interesting coincidence. When she gets to the bit about Kasten and Henris. Well, yeah. We knew he was a mongrel. It just kind of adds more fuel to the fire.
Oi!
Yeah, well, so he's probably wandering out there somewhere.
Henris. Right. Henris, yes. We mean, not Kasten. We've given him a lovely burial.
She, what do you, and then she reads further. It's just like, ah, right. Well, I'll be sending a message to the Empress. Definitely. As she writes on a small note, just like, send letter to Empress.
Yeah, so he's still alive, and he's got a annoying sword.
Demon Blade.
That's the one.
This is the second mission that y'all have done where those have come up. They're supposed to be rare.
Oh.
We've seen like 8 of them now. We've seen like 9 of them now.
Seven, because it was 6 in the Angel, then there's the one with Henris, and yeah.
I guess we haven't seen Henris's one. We just know of it.
I mean, you technically saw it as its silhouette was in The Ghost of King Kasten, but yeah.
So, yes.
Right, well, okay, that's,
So, we did tell Captain Gokroy that there might be archaeologists and the like wanting to pour over everything, because historical...
Yeah, well, I imagine that the archivists of the Sanctorum will be very pleased to have... Well, some of them will be pleased to have some field work to go and do.
Speaking of the Sanctorum, when I said earlier if we can go and visit it, I did mean it. We've learned a lot about all of these old gods and a lot about the trolls. We'd quite like to see if they've got a literature for Armadeus to read, not me.
And, you know, we've picked up some artifacts that they're probably going to be interested in.
Aye.
I don't have anything for you all to do right now.
Paid leave?
It's not paid, but yeah.
All right. Oh. And if we find something to solve up at the library?
As long as you fill in the paperwork.
As long as I fill in the paperwork, yes.
Exactly.
Speaking of getting paid, we should put...
Yes.
Tenwin starts bothering me about it.
Yes, you... Magnus and Amadeus get 500 gold pieces each.
Hell yeah.
And Tanwyn gets 200 as 300 to put towards...
Yes, yes.
...paying off her debt.
Excellent, excellent.
Tanwyn's got student loan.
She does. It's her stupid loan.
Does sound about right. Unfortunately, that is all the time that we have at the moment. There is more to this story that will be shared... when next we meet.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.